Newsells Park Stud has been leading vendor at Book One of the Tattersall's October Yearling Sale for the past 2 years. Newsells brings a star-studded draft of 25 to Book One on October 6th to 8th, and today we catch up with stud manager Julian Dollar to go through the draft. One filly that will no doubt have plenty of admirers is Lot 436, the Galileo filly out of the remarkable mare Shastai. Shastai has provided 4 7-figure yearlings at this sale, and her produce have proven why. She is the dam of Group 1 winners Japan and Mogul, and her daughter Secret Gesture was among the best of her generation, despite being disqualified from victory in the Beverly D Stakes. Julian, tell us a bit about Shastai's latest filly.
She's lovely, and you don't look at those sort of horses particularly objectively, which is probably a problem, but we've loved her since day one, and she's a bit of a favourite, obviously, not only because of her pedigree, but also because she is just a lovely filly, and she has that wonderful temperament. I described her the other day as serene, and I think that's a good description of her. She's a beautiful, elegant filly. She's got a huge walk, but it's the way she conducts herself, really. She's very much the boss in the paddock and always has been. She still goes out with a couple of friends every day here, and she's very much the boss, but she doesn't have to be aggressive to be the boss. And yet when she's with people, she's like a 14-year-old pony. She's just loves people and is a sweet filly to deal with. But when it comes to business, she knows what she's about, and she's just got that air about her. She pricks her ears and stares off into the distance, rather than worrying about what anyone's doing when they're looking at her from 5 yards away. And she's a bit special, I think, and a bit of a collector's item.
Absolutely. And is that personality something that runs in this family a bit? Have the others been like that as well?
I remember Sir Isaac Newton as a yearling, and I remember a Saturday afternoon before the sale started when the guys from Coolmore came to look at her, and it was about 4:30. It was relatively late, and it was quiet, and they ran through the whole draft of horses, and it was just a nice sort of quiet, sunny October afternoon. But he was such a pro, that horse, Sir Isaac Newton, and he would stand there and just pose beautifully, so confident about himself. And so she is similar to him in that respect. I remember one guy said to me after the sale, he said, I'd almost thought that horse had had a lobotomy, because he just would stand there for like 5 minutes and not move a muscle. It was bizarre. And I said that I showed him some pictures and video of him the week before he wasn't able to go out anymore, where he was turning himself inside out in the paddock, bucking and kicking. But he was a real professional, and they are professionals in this family. They just got that they've got that mentality where they just know when they've got a job to do. And I suspect, as in so many horses, it's the temperament and the mentality that sets them apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And as if the family could get better, you got a Group 1 update from Mogul just a couple weeks ago. So that clearly...
Yeah. Sounds terrible to say that him winning a Group 1 was almost a relief, but it was, because we had so much... As breeders, we get almost as excited as the owners, I think, about the prospects of them doing well. And we take a huge amount of pleasure and pride in any homebred that does well. So when we heard sort of whispers that he was perhaps Ballydoyle's lead horse contender for the Derby, and they really liked him, and of course he won a Group 2 last year as a 2-year-old, we were really excited. And I suppose, I dare say, like the team at Ballydoyle, we were a bit disappointed in his performances so far this year. But the way he showed such a blistering turn of foot in France last week, or 10 days ago, whatever it was, I mean, that was so exciting to see that. And it felt like it was the first time we'd really seen what this horse is capable of. So that was exciting, and just cemented what people had thought about him. So I make no apology for the fact that I talk about Secret Gesture as being a Group 1 winner, because for me, she won the Beverly D by a length and a half and should never have been disqualified from that race. So, you now got a mare that's the dam of 3 Group 1 winners, or full siblings to this filly. So makes her pretty special. But yeah, Mogul was great.
Yeah, no, it's quite a special offering. And did Shastai have a foal this year?
She hasn't. Sadly, she was barren through the Great Galileo last year, and we tried again this year, and she came up empty twice. And we figured, look, we just couldn't afford it to be empty as much as we'd love to keep the magic going. So we brought her home, and she's actually in foal to Dubawi now.
Okay.
And we'll see where we go from there. So, but no foal last this year, I'm afraid.
And speaking of Dubawi, you have two beautifully bred colts by him in your draft, a half-brother to Qualify and a son of the ARC winner Daydream. Could you start by telling us a bit about Lot 356, the brother to Qualify?
Yeah, this is a really nice horse. He's always been a lovely individual. Since the day he was born, sadly, we no longer have the mum. She passed away soon after he was born. He's a nice colt. He's quite typical of Dubawi, I think, but he's got a lot of quality. He's got a real colt air about him, real head of a colt, and he's got some quality. He's a good mover for a Dubawi, I think. And, I like him. I like his attitude.
And then you have the Dubawi colt out of Daydream that you're offering on behalf of Terry Yoshida. And can you tell me a bit about him?
Yeah, he's a big, strong horse. Similar, I suppose, in the way that Falak, the brother, was mm-hmm. a big, strong horse. The funny enough, the Frankels have been quite fine horses, but both Dubawis have had much more size and strength about them. And this guy's, he's a big brute of a horse, if you like. But he's nice. And, I know the mare hasn't gone off to the brightest of starts, but you can never ignore a Dubawi out of a filly as good as Daydream.
Another sire you've supported plenty is Siuni. You have four in your Book One draft, including a filly out of Cease Talk and a half-brother to Group 3 winner Mississippi. Can you start by telling us about the filly out of Cease Talk?
She's a beautiful filly. She's very, very nice. I really, really rate her. She's just beautifully balanced, got a great step, and real quality. I think she's very, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this mare. She's producing some lovely stuff, so hopefully she'll be good. The brother to Mississippi is a strong, again, solid horse. He's quite similar to the sire, I suppose, in the way he's put together. And she's been a very good mare for the owners. So hopefully he will go down well. Another Siuni filly out of Queen Philippa, who's a lovely family. She's a real strong, precocious type. She's certainly, I would be disappointed if she wasn't winning races by this time next year. She looks the type that's not going to take long. She's very well put together, very balanced, and precocious looking, which is not necessarily what we normally produce, but I'm happy to see something like that.
Can you point out some of the other standouts in the draft?
I've got a very nice colt by first season sire, Ulysses. He's lot number 8. He hasn't got as exciting a pedigree in that he's out of just a winner as opposed to a group winner or half to a group horse. But it's a very live family, that of Godolphins. And under the second dam, both Royal Crusade and Lazzy Live both won group races this year. And I think he's a particularly nice horse. They tell me the Ulysses is a very nice in general, but this horse, he's got a great step and a great, great mind, which I think is just... is so important with these horses, their temperament. So he looks very solid. I really like him. Two very nice Frankels that come up for us one after the other. The one out of As Good As Gold, so he's closely related to Eminent, who was a Group 2 winner and Group 3 winner. He's very nice, very, very nice, beautiful family of Quarter Moon and Yesterday and all the rest of it. And I just think he's class horse, this real class horse. He's a bit like a piece of elastic. He just has this most, well, I remember watching his father walk, and he had that amazing movement, moved like a bit like a panther, I always think.
Yeah.
And this horse has got a great step to him. So he's a very nice horse. I mean, Frank, we got is out of a sister to Enable, who I ended up having to buy twice, once when she was very good value and once when she wasn't, when our partners wanted to sell. But he's a nice horse. He's a very nice horse, strong, well-made, good step to him. So, and of course, what a lovely pedigree. So two nice Frankels that they stand out a bit. I got a Lope de Vega, a couple of Lope de Vegas actually, but one out of Great Heavens, yeah. Assisted Nathaniel. I think he's a very nice horse. I mean, look, it's a bit like a stuck record. I keep saying they're very nice horses, but I have got, you know, physically, one of the nicest draft of horses I've ever had. I don't expect to be setting many records this year, but I am going to be very proud of a lovely bunch of horses that I can show people. And whatever happens in the ring, I know they're nice horses. I know they're very straightforward. And you'd have to hope that there's a bunch of, you know, nice racing performers amongst them. So, but the Great Heavens, he's a lovely horse. Lovely, lovely horse. He's a real mixture of mum and dad, and got a good walk to him. He's athletic. He's well put together. So he's a nice horse that was selling on behalf of Waddesdon Stud, who sadly closed their doors last year. I've got a real, real precocious horse here in that Kodiak, 250. Out of Kinnaird. He is just a real monster of a two-year-old for me. I mean, people say, well, I wouldn't know what a two-year-old looked like, and he might be justified in that, but even a blind man sees that this is a two-year-old type. I mean, obviously, we bred Berkshire, and he was a pretty good two-year-old who won the Royal Lodge, as well as the Chesham at Royal Ascot, and this horse looks a real two-year-old, by obviously a two-year-old side, but he's strong, he's got a great step, he's well put together, and he just means business. So he's a nice horse to look forward to. I'd be interested to see how people respond to him. And then on behalf of a client or a couple of clients, got a couple of nice fillies, a very nice Fastnet Rock belongs to Gestert Itlingen, a gentleman called Manfred Ostermann, who's a charming owner breeder in Germany. Mm-hmm. And she's just very elegant for a Fastnet Rock. She's got a lot of class and a nice deep German pedigree.
Yeah.
So she looks like a real Oaks filly to me, but she's lovely. She's lovely. So hopefully she is well received. I sometimes think, you know, Fastnet Rock isn't always the most commercial sire, but he's a very good sire. So hopefully people will see the benefet of him, rather, I should say. And then very nice to see the Stars first fold out of an Oasis Dream there. Very much a combination of Oasis Dream and See the Stars, actually. But a nice model. She looks like a filly that won't take long to come to hand. Great, great walk to her. And again, another one that just seems to have a very good attitude, which is, I think, typical of See the Stars. He just tends to throw them that way. Great lines. So that's he's one to look forward to. And the other one is a colt out of Pryor, 366, who's a son of Pryor from Gestert Verhoef. And, of course, this is a super tough family. And the brother, Potemkin, actually won a group race in Italy yesterday at the age of 9.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, typically well-bred German horses. You know, they don't break easy. They're tough horses. And the brother is still winning group races as a 9-year-old. And this guy is not precocious. He's an 8th of May foal. And he's got a lot of developing to do. But somebody with some, you know, foresight will see that this is going to make up into a really big, strong horse. I have a couple of Kitten's Joys, which are interesting. One belongs to Gestert Verhoef again, and she's the first foal out of a filly that was second in the German Oaks. She's very elegant, a really lovely filly, actually. I hope you'll be well received. She is out of Sarandia. She's number 419. First foal, as I say, out of a Dan Silly mare, and she's got all the things you'd look for in a sort of an Oaks filly. She's got some scope and length and a great walk and seems to be sensible sort of filly. I really like her. And obviously Kitten's Joy is having a good couple of years over here with the likes of Roaring Lion and of course now Kamiko. So hopefully people will like him. I like him. He's good step, nicely balanced horse, good attitude. So we'll see how he goes. Galileo Colt out of Spectre. One of the first fillies that really made a name for Siuni. Very good race mare. Group 3 winner, but also Group 1 place multiple times. And a very decent filly who was trained in France. This is her first foal by Galileo, and he's got a really good step to him. Very attractive. Neat horse. Good step. Good walker. So I'm hopeful he'll go well. very encouraging first fall for the mayor, mm-hmm. so that's nice. Then Waddesdon again has a very impressive colt, number 468. It's a no-nay-never colt, and I know he hasn't had the best of years, or certainly it's hard to replace or replicate the year he had last year, no-nay-never, when he was, you know, stratospheric. But
yes,
this is a monster, this guy. He's a real monster. I mean, he is just so impressive to look at. You just take a deep breath and go, wow. And he's got a huge walk, and he just fills the eye. He could be anything, this guy. He could be anything. He's just a real monster.
Okay.
So,
great.
He's a bit of a wow factor. So I definitely suggest people have a look at him. And then a bit of a personal, two sort of personal favorites, I suppose, but one in particular is 518, to see the stars out of Valdemark.
Yeah.
Valdemark and this whole family mean an awful lot to Newsles, because Valdemark was one of the first horses that the late Mr. Jacobs bought in 2000, and he bought her as a filly foal, mm-hmm. raised her at Newsles when he just bought the farm, sent her to train with Michael Stout. She was second in the Falmouth Stakes. And then she's bred a number of good horses, not least, of course, Mars Marble, who won the Ledger, was a very good horse for Bjorn Nielsen and John Gosden. Yes. And then, of course, after that, we had the very next year, we had Valdlurker, who turned out to be a very good filly, group winner for Andre Farr before she got injured, but a very good filly, who subsequently, of course, bred Valdgeist with her first foal.
Yeah.
So she means a lot to us, Valdemark. And she had 5 years where we were unable to get a live foal out of her, and we were all set to throw in the towel. But between our vet here and the encouragement and support of a vet in Ireland, we got her going. She's got a Frankel filly that's a three-year-old with John Gosden at the moment, who's only had the one start. She had a little setback recently, but it's a filly we want to carry on with. And now this nice Cedar Stars colt, and he's an absolute belter, really. He's a really nice horse. Again, typical Cedar Stars, got a great, great mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a nice horse, being so closely related to Valdgeist and Mars Marvel,
yeah.
I suppose, and all the rest. So I think he'll have appeal. And then we've got a Le Havre colt, 519, who's out of a daughter of Valdemark, in Valdnar, who was originally with John Gosden, but latterly went to Germany, where she was a stakes winner and stakes placed. And she has a very nice Le Havre colt. The full brother was meant to sell last year, but he pulled a ligament through his back somehow. We don't quite know how it happened. It happened when we were in book one. And he's now with Roger Varian, and he likes him a lot. So that's encouraging. But this guy, I think, is perhaps a step up. If you're looking for a horse that, you know, you look at the pedigree and you look at the individual and you're thinking this is bred to win the Derby, and you look at this horse and he looks every inch a horse that's bred to win the Derby. So I know Le Havre, from a colt's point of view, is not always the most commercial, but he's such a taking horse this year, this horse, that's why we decided to put him in book one, because he's a proper book one horse for me,
okay.
And deserves lots of respect. So I'm very lucky. I've got a lovely bunch of horses to take up to the sales, and I'll be very proud to see them all parading up there in front of people.
It's a beautiful draft, for sure. And in this strange year, looking at the yearling sales we've had so far, what would your expectations be for the market at book one?
Well, I thought earlier on in the year that best case scenario was around down 20%, and worst case mm-hmm. scenario was down 50%, and I suspect we're going to be somewhere in the middle as a whole. You know, as different consigners, some might fare better than others. We might be the losers and come out near the bottom, or we might be lucky and we come out near the top. But that I don't know about. I think it's hard to be overly optimistic given the circumstances. You've got to think to yourself, who is going to want to spend lots of money on buying horses to go racing with while this virus is still plaguing us? But at the same time, I hope that we all come together, and I think we have to a degree this spring, this summer, come together yeah. and support each other and just try and get racing back on its feet. We have a great product. I know there's some lovely horses going to the sales in general. I know certainly the draft of horses I've got are a particularly nice bunch of horses. As I said a few times, I don't think I've ever had a better draft of horses in terms of individuals. So I think it's going to be an opportunity for people who are looking to buy. I really do mm-hmm. think there's going to be opportunities, certainly for fillies. You know, you're going to be able to buy into some beautiful pedigrees at prices that, if you looked at what people were spending in the last couple of years at the December sales for mares, are going to look like serious bargains. And I think the same could be said for colts, really. I do. You know, fillies-wise, I think there's going to be a lot of value there. And, you know, when you're racing these yearlings as three-year-olds in 2 years' time, I hope very much that COVID will be, something we won't forget, but a memory. And things will look very different. I certainly know from our point of view that when we invested in mares about 10 years ago, we were buying at a level that we thought was value, and that's been borne out subsequently mm-hmm. from a commercial point of view. And certainly the last few years buying broodmare prospects, it's been eye-watering, the sort of money we'd had to spend. So I think there's a great opportunity for buyers who are brave this year, who can see beyond the next 6, maybe 12 months to when there's a vaccine and things are looking more normal, because, you know, the show will go on and mm-hmm. Somebody's got to race them. But I think there are going to be opportunities for those people who are looking to buy something nice. Ultimately, there's not very much we can do about it. It's just a question of preparing these horses as well as we can and taking them to the sales, hoping that people like them and getting them and trying to sell them. But we'll be very realistic. We will be reducing our reserves significantly in order to get the market ticking over, and we'll take our medicines like everybody else has had to do.